Please proceed to the final question.
Today's date, March 21st, 2019, a question from Diana. I have a question concerning a man named Ron Amatron who had a website called The Creation Lightships. He had quite a following and had a radio show on BBS radio 6 days a week. Here is what he stated about him from one of the sites. Ron Amatron is a light being incarnated on Earth to assist in the universal shift known as the ascension process. He facilitates the healing process, which empowers our spirits and assists us in physically preparing for our return to the realms of light. Ron offered many types of healings, abduction clearings, barcode clearings, body rejuvenation, implant clearings, alien energy removals, etc. Testimonies reveal many who thought he was a fraud and many who thought he was a true healer. I have a friend who was a devotee of Ron Amatron, and he had many healings and clearings from this man. My friend believed that Ron healed him from cancer. However, Ron supposedly passed away in late 2018, and as far as my friend knew, Ron was not known to be ill at all. My friend was devastated, and now his cancer has returned. I don't believe Ron died. I think he was possibly burned out, and he escaped somewhere where he is not known. And then it drops off there, but I'm assuming she's saying, is this correct?
It is incorrect that Ron Amatron was a very high spiritual being, but he did choose to leave this earthly plane, this third dimensional reality mind trap, and he chose this deliberately, for he was complete and he was done. It could therefore be said he did ascend by choice in a mindful way. And over a period of approximately 4 days, he did leave this physical plane of existence. He did depart his physical body. He did not simply run away because he was burnt out. Further to this, while it is so that many called him a charlatan, a fraud, a fake, that this is not the truth of it, that this man was a high spirit being and a high healer. But what the problem was is that he worked with the individual and cleared the individual, often creating situations where the individual, by complying and saying yes to the work Ron did on them, was not taking responsibility for their own healing. Thus it is the individual with cancer that was cured by Ron would return back to a cancerous situation because he did not do the work himself and had another, in this case Ron, do it for him. One could argue that should it matter if another heals you or not? But the real point of this matter is that if there is a part of you, that which is the subconscious, that does not hold that you are fully cured, but does accept, because the energies that are being given by one such as Ron are of a powerful nature, that healing took place. But because the mindset is unstable, if one could put it this way, and to the actual healing that was received, then it is fragile indeed, that when the event occurs, as did happen with Ron's passing, that the individual whose fragile subconscious was reliant on Ron doing the healing for him goes into crisis state, reverts back to the previous held belief system that held that the individual was suffering from cancer and another was needed to heal them. This is unfortunately a major problem for the many, for the masses, for the human collective. This lack of belief in healing oneself, because the body is incapable of healing oneself, and yet it is not. It is capable of the most amazing miraculous healers, one thing that Ron did constantly when he removed the various ailments and problems from individuals, the intrusions, the implants, all of this, is that in a strange way he was doing it for them and was in a strange way also not allowing the individual the right to adjust their thinking process on it. It is very similar as one who goes to the doctor and asks the doctor to give them a pill or medicine to cure their cold or their flu or their cancer or whatever it is, and so puts their own power so much into the system or into the doctor that they accept the authority and the presentation by that doctor of this being the medicine, that being the operation or therapy needed, to the degree that they abscond from the process. They depart from their responsibility of healing themselves. Ron could help individuals, did help many individuals who could give over their power to him and say, do it for me. Give me the magic bullet and say this special incantation. But it was far more than that. He truly was working at that level. But remembering that the sovereignty of the spirit is always paramount here, and this includes the sovereignty of the low self, that if the low self is not ultimately convinced and only gives over to another the capacity to do healing work on them, then if there is a change in that situation or the belief one had in that individual is disrupted or destroyed, because in this example Ron died, then the subconscious is in crisis. For some, the healing will be permanent, and for they believe they were healed. For others, it was dependent on the healer, in this case Ron. And when Ron left by choice, and this awareness confirms again, he has left the plane. He is no longer on this earthly latitude of consciousness. But in any event, for those who have crises, who have fragile subconsciouses that rely on another healing them and they go, then often the body, the subconscious, chooses to revert back to the cancerous situation or the illness that they originally had. This individual could heal himself again if he remembered the power of his healing, where the low self cooperated with the healing work that Ron was doing for him. But at this time, this awareness says that the actual life of this man was a very high, powerful life. He was very challenged to be in the physical. He was not a charlatan, although many could not accept that he could do such things. As this awareness was explaining how a fragile subconscious would revert back to original illness, it is also so that a subconscious that is opposed to healing by another, such as the healing work that Ron did, would not accept healing, and therefore could not be healed by Ron, even though he had the capacity to work with the individual and to achieve some high results. If an individual of a strong attitude in their conscious mind says no to it, or their subconscious mind says no to it, then it does not matter how great a healer was. It does not matter if Ron was as a Jesus going and healing the dead like Lazarus, for they will not be affected by it. They will not receive healing. This is the same principle of the placebo effect. If the low self, for whatever reason, is convinced that the pill that has been taken will restore one's health, then it does not matter if it is a sugar tablet placebo or a high potency of toxins, as in pharmaceutical medicines often, it will have a positive effect or not, depending on how deeply it is believed by the subconscious and the middle self, certainly as well, to the effectiveness of the procedure, of the healing, of the healer, as Ron. Therefore, in this case, this questioning of whether he has simply run away to hide out is not seen as valid. It is seen that indeed this man was totally committed all of his life and had to endure much because he was from a different level or layer altogether, and that he finally came to his burnout point. He finally came to that point where he had had enough, done enough, and was ready to leave. This he did in a conscious way, a mindful way, and by full choice, so that he did pass within a very short period of time, and that this is something that many cannot believe, that he could simply choose to go now, for he was done, he was complete, and it was his time. Do you have any further questions yourself, Dee Dee?
No, I never heard of this gentleman, and So I was interested. That was a very good answer. It felt right.
That this awareness through Will does know of this individual, for Will and Callista both received treatment. But they allowed it to work to the degree that was right for them. They were not necessarily big fans of Ron's, as some are, but they certainly recognized his capacity. And that is why this is of interest, this question, to this awareness. That there are many who are out there professing to be this or that. Do doctors not profess to be healers in the medical industry who have solutions for those who would believe in this medical allopathic industry that is known as modern medicine? And yet, if one believes in alternative medicines, often they are ridiculed by these same doctor healers because they hold that it is only achievable in this way and not that way. And yet the naturopathic medicines are often far superior than the detrimental pharmaceutical drugs and procedures used by those who practice allopathic medicine. There is a place for both, interestingly enough. But one's own beliefs in allopathic versus naturopathic, for example, can very much qualify the results that one achieves and receives from the doctor of an allopathic approach or the doctor of a naturopathic approach. It still very much depends on your own personal beliefs in such matters. And therefore, even the allopathic doctor, to one who has belief in such a doctor, could be of great benefit to the one having such belief, but not to one who does not believe it. Indeed, situations often occur where one who is questioning their belief system, be it a naturopathic or an allopathic approach, can be very much confused when they have an illness that is not treated by their prescribed method of treatment. It all becomes very complex. But what is important is to realize that true healing must always happen from within. There are those who can assist an individual, who can help them move forward, whether they are of allopathic persuasion or alternative natural persuasion. But the truest healing will always be most successful when it is achieved from within, because you have your own new perspective on things, or an old perspective, of course, that is so strong that it brings you forward in the healing process. The body itself is truly magnificent in its capacity to heal. Unfortunately, often this is eradicated through some of the allopathic pharmaceutical procedures and drugs. But nonetheless, even with these drugs, the body often can heal, one could say, despite the pharmaceuticals. But this is of a nature that is part of the bigger issue here. And this awareness will conclude by simply say, remember, you can go to any healer and they can help you if you allow it, if you believe it. But the greatest healer of all is yourself, your low self, your middle self, and most definitely your high self. And that this is an approach that was once known in ancient times and practiced in ancient times, that is now beginning to return back into human consciousness once again. This completes the answering of this question.
Thank you.